And Dharma of all turned up trumps in every sense. As I think I said, it gave a huge number of fines from all periods. The occupation extended back before the Brock, which was a wonderful bonus, if you like, which I had not expected at all. It was possible to work out how it was used, although there are still some elements of doubt about that, which were discussed in the chapter you mentioned. But a fairly clear idea was developed of the way the first inhabitants used it and of how its use changed over time and so on. It made it perfectly clear that we were dealing with a tower-like structure. We haven't talked about that aspect of the discovery, but that was very important because it's not well preserved, but the evidence from it showed quite clearly that it was once very tall. And there's a long-running argument about whether Brocks were all tall towers or whether some of them weren't. So really it fulfilled every expectation that I had, and over-fulfilled all the expectations I had. And to me personally, that was immensely important because it, if you like, it provided a solid bedrock of reliable and varied evidence on which my subsequent work on Brocks was built. If it had been a poor dig and not produced many finds, I would have been thwarted in that very important aspect and had to have done another one somewhere else. But it provided all that massive new evidence which had never been discovered before, and it's still amazing. Amazingly, it is still the only fully excavated, fully published Brock in the Western Isles.